Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Intermediate English Podcast. It's great to be with you again.
Glad to be here, Lauren. Always a pleasure to connect with our listeners.
Absolutely. Today, James, we're diving into something that can truly transform your daily life without needing big, drastic changes. We're talking about how micro habits shape your entire week.
That's right. Ever feel like your week just flies by and you haven't accomplished much, even if you plan to? Or maybe you have big goals but struggle to start because they seem too overwhelming? What if I told you you can make a huge difference with just 30 seconds a day?
It sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it? But it's really not. In this episode, we'll explore what these micro habits are and how they can quietly build up to big, positive results, making your week more productive and much more positive, little by little.
Yes, it's all about small steps leading to big outcomes. It's a powerful idea.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is a micro habit? It sounds like a small habit, but how small are we talking? Give us a clearer picture.
Think tiny. A micro habit is an action so small, it almost feels silly not to do it. It requires minimal effort and takes very little time. For example, instead of saying, "I will read a book every day," you could make your micro habit, "I will read one sentence."
Oh, that is tiny. So instead of exercise for 30 minutes, which often feels like a big task, what would be the micro habit version of that?
Exactly. Instead of 30 minutes, it's do one push-up or stretch for 20 seconds. The key is that it should be an action that takes almost no time and feels effortless to begin.
That's interesting, because often when we want to change something, we think big. We set a huge goal. Why is starting so incredibly small actually better and more effective for building a new routine?
Well, it really removes the mental barrier. If you tell yourself, "I need to run 5 kilometers, your brain might immediately say, "Oh, that's too hard. I'm tired. I don't have time today." But if you just say, "Put on my running shoes," that's easy. It's about building consistency first, not intense effort at the very start.
I guess it's like brushing your teeth. You don't usually sit there thinking, "Oh no, I have to brush my teeth for 2 whole minutes now." You just do it. It's become a micro habit you don't even think about anymore.
Precisely. It's automatic. And that's what we want to achieve with new habits.
Okay, so micro habits are easy to start, which makes sense for consistency. But how can reading just one sentence or doing just one push-up actually make a noticeable difference to my entire week or even my life? It still feels like such a small action.
This is where the magic happens, Lauren. It's the power of accumulation. These tiny actions accumulate over time to create a significant impact, what people often call the compound effect.
That makes sense. So give us some compelling examples of how this accumulation works.
Imagine you decide to read just one page of a book every single day. That's a micro habit. In a week, that's 7 pages. In a month, you've read about 30 pages. And in a year, you've read over 360 pages. That's a whole book, maybe even 2, all just by committing to 1 page a day.
Wow, that really adds up quickly when you think about it. It's not about the size of the daily action, but the consistency of it.
Or let's say you take 30 seconds to stretch in the morning, right after you wake up. After a week, that's 3.5 minutes of stretching. In a month, it's 15 minutes. It might not sound like much, But imagine a year of consistent, daily stretching. Your flexibility and overall well-being would definitely improve.
It's clear that it's not about big, immediate results, but about slow, steady progress that builds incredible momentum. Many small, consistent steps are much more powerful than one giant leap that's often hard to maintain.
Exactly. It's about making progress without ever feeling overwhelmed. Instead of facing a huge hill to climb every day, it's like taking tiny steps on flat ground, but you're still moving forward every single day. That feeling of progress, even tiny progress, is highly motivating.
That's a great way to put it. So if our listeners are thinking, okay, I want to try this. I want to experience this power of accumulation. How do they actually start? What's the first step to choosing and implementing a micro habit in their daily lives?
That's a great question. First, start incredibly small. Don't try to be ambitious. Choose one tiny habit and make it so easy you literally can't say no to it. For example, if you want to write more, just write one sentence.
So, not even a paragraph? Just one sentence? That really emphasizes the micro aspect.
Yes, exactly. Second, link it to an existing habit you already have. This is called habit stacking. Connect your new micro habit to something you already do without thinking. For example, after I pour my coffee in the morning, I will read one sentence from my book. Or, after I brush my teeth at night, I will do one push-up.
That's smart, because it leverages existing routines. You don't have to remember to do something new. You just add it on to something you already do automatically.
And third, focus on consistency, not perfection. The goal is just to do it, even if it's just for 10 seconds. Don't worry about doing it perfectly every single day or for a long time. Just try to do it most days. If you miss a day, just start again the next day. No self-criticism needed.
I tried linking drinking a glass of water right after I turn off my morning alarm. Sometimes I forget, but most days I get that extra glass of water in without thinking much about it, and it really makes a difference to how I feel in the morning.
That's a perfect example, Lauren. It's about building a little win every day. Those little wins add up, and they make you feel more in control and more capable of shaping your week and your life. It reduces the pressure.
So to recap, micro habits are tiny, easy actions that, when done consistently, accumulate over time to create significant positive changes in your daily life and over your entire week.
And remember, don't underestimate the power of starting small. Pick just one micro habit this week, something so simple you almost feel silly, and just try to do it every day. You might be truly surprised by the end of the week how much progress you've made.
That's fantastic advice. Thank you for joining us today on our Intermediate English podcast.
We hope this episode helps you feel more empowered to shape your week one tiny step at a time. See you next time.
Bye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.